This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Miles O'Brien, filling in for Celeste Headlee. Last night, the TV and movie stars mingled and the alcohol flowed freely, and I was at home. Golden Globe Awards were handed out.
One-step program, the Golden Globe.
I want to thank all the little people. Our movie contributor, Rafer Guzman, watched, of course. He was up late, and he's here to tell us what he thought about the big night. His predictions from Friday came true, right?
No, actually. No. I did pretty badly.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt there. You could have picked at least one. Let's, first of all, talk about the host, because we always like to Ricky Gervais. Let's listen to, he had to do the obligatory late-night comedian joke. Let's listen.
Of course.
Let's get on with it before NBC replaced me with Jay Leno.
kind of low-hanging fruit, but what the heck? How did he do?
I thought he did pretty well. I mean, I think he was there. You know, it's the first time they've had a host since by 15 years, I think. And I think he was there to sort of increase the unpredictability factor. I think he did a pretty good job.
Good behavior, bad behavior. You don't want it to be too good on the behavior.
Yeah, that's
either,
right. That's right. Yeah, he got some good digs in at Paul McCartney, making fun of him flying coach because a veiled reference to his loss of money from his divorce, and good dig in at Mel Gibson for his recent DUI. So he scored a few barbs.
Did
in
the
there.
Cameron Bigelow former marriage come up at all?
It did not.
They didn't go there.
Maybe
too
inside baseball. Yeah,
so that might be third rail or inside baseball. I don't know. TV categories. Did the right people win?
TV categories. I was mostly focused on the movies. I wasn't following, but I know that Glee did pretty well, which beating out 30 Rock and Entourage, and Mad Men did well. Although I was surprised to see that Michael C. Hall won for Dexter over John Hamm in the Mad Men for the Best Actor category.
He's
that kind of surprised
cancer
me.
Right now.
Yeah, he wore a black cap, probably to cover his head.
All right, what about movies? Your predictions versus what happened?
Well, do I get any points for predicting the best foreign language film?
Yes, you do. Yes,
sure.
Yes.
10
okay,
points.
All right. Well,
that's
reach for it, go for it, embrace it.
That's something. Well, I had picked Up in the Air for Best Picture, right. and I had picked Catherine Bigelow for Best Director.
From Hurt Locker,
thinking they would split the vote. Wrong on both counts. I didn't see Avatar coming.
Yeah.
I don't think I was alone. I think a lot of people were a little surprised by that. I do think it was the right choice, given the competition.
Do you?
Yeah,
really?
I was a huge fan of Avatar. I thought it was a great movie and broke a lot of new ground technologically, obviously. But I thought it was a good movie, and I was glad to see it win.
And of course, in that case, if you give the movie the nod, you almost have to give Jim Cameron the nod, because he's so in it. Let's listen to him briefly.
This is the best job in the world. It just really is. I just want you to give it up for yourself. We all have the best job in the world.
He's the king of the world.
I think I hate him. there's something so annoying about that.
Made a billion dollars. Not a humble guy, but
to say the least.
I think also one of the big surprises was the best comedy picture, which I think most people would have said Julie and Julia, and The Hangover won. And that really surprised me, because here's just sort of a crass box office hit over a Meryl Streep comedy.
I would put it in a Golden Globe category. I enjoyed the movie.
That's great.
I mean, geez.
But Meryl Streep. Big shocker.
Yeah, big shocker. Yeah. Winning for Julie and Julia, right? Right. Competing against herself for It's Complicated.
Her seventh.
She was going to win one way or the other.
All right, Rafer Guzman, thanks very much. He's the film critic at Newsday.
And a great aficionado of foreign language films.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. Oui, oui.